Hey, everyone, and welcome to another Wednesday podcast. This is a podcast where we talk about things that are positive in our life because positivity is such a powerful tool for us mentally, physically, emotionally, and more importantly and most importantly, spiritually. That's why every Wednesday morning, you can expect to hear me, Matt, and my beautiful wife, Heather, talk about wins. We'll also talk about some other fun stuff, but mainly we want to talk about just positivity and how to be positive and how to see things positively. And yeah, we just love being positive. So let's go ahead. This is episode 29. Wow, we are 29 episodes in, 29 straight weeks of having an episode. Lord willing, we will make it 30 weeks next week, but we're still figuring this thing out. We are trying to figure out how to not podcast at Tuesday night, but we have not figured that out yet. So yeah.
Now that I do things on a schedule, I feel like I'm busier than I ever was before.
It just means you're doing more than you ever were before. And you forgot to do a lot of things when you weren't on a schedule. But yeah, we're excited for another episode. Do you have any wins? No, yeah. Wins. Okay.
I do too.
I have no wins either. Goodbye, everybody. Just kidding.
We had a Ladies' Day this weekend.
Okay. Tell us all about this Ladies' Day.
So,
what is a ladies' day?
Okay, so a ladies' day is a Saturday where all women from like multiple congregations will get together, and there's either one speaker or multiple speakers, and there's like topics or text given, and they'll speak on them, and then you get like goodie bags sometimes. Then you have like door prizes, and you eat really good food, typically really good food, and you just hang out and have fun with women, and it is literally the most fun. So this was awesome, and our meal was done by a professional chef, and she made polenta with roast beef topped with
For everybody sausage. Out there who is not fancy, what is polenta?
It's like, it's kind of like a cross between,
it's like a grit cake,
grits and cream of wheat.
Yeah.
But you can cut it into like squares. And so she made like, and we had like plated dishes that were served to us, and it was really cute and fancy. And so she had these squares of polenta topped with roast beef, topped with three or four pieces of sausage. And then as a side, you had a Romanian wedding potato salad topped with pickled onions. And, or I guess that's what it's called. And then for dessert, we had mango panna cotta. What's it called?
Panna cotta.
Is that what it's called? For some reason, my brain suddenly it's like a custard kind of type dish. Kind of like a cross between a custard and a pudding.
Yeah.
Not quite pudding texture, but not quite custard either. Panna cotta.
It was good. We had so much, there was leftovers for the next Sunday evening, or this past Sunday evening. So,
and then there was even more after that. And a lot of us.
And there was 120 people that stayed.
Are you serious?
To eat.
And there was still so much left over.
So.
Oh, wow.
She made a lot.
And I ate. I had seconds on Sunday night.
It was delicious. I enjoyed it too. And
I ate so much of it.
Yeah. So it was cool. So overall, Ladies' Day was fun.
Yeah. That's a win.
Very cool.
Super win.
I think there was like, what I heard, 200 plus women that showed up, which is really neat.
Yeah, there was a lot, and it was really cool. And Christy Jenkins was our speaker, and one of them. And she's from our congregation, and she did a fabulous job.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So while you were there, I did something that I like to do is I went and got my truck washed. The coolest thing about the town we live in is that you pay, I probably need to figure out where that bill is, but you pay a annual fee every year. But this town has these what they call convenience centers where these dumpsters are located. And you just get to go drive in there and throw your boxes away. Very cool. Way to go, Clarksville. But so I went and threw boxes away, went and got my truck washed, stopped by Whataburger.
I want Whataburger.
Got me a, I don't even remember. I just got a box of chicken.
I want the new buffaloed.
I didn't do
sauced
that.
Wing things.
Did I get their buffalo sauce? No. I asked to get their peppered ranch. No, or their pepper sauce. But they didn't give me the pepper sauce. They gave me honey mustard. But I did get the jalapeno ranch that they have. And it is very delicious.
I really want their breakfast. I just want their
breakfast. And so I then drove out into the country, which just went east out of Clarksville and just started driving. And it was beautiful. So the terrain kind of around this area is rolling hills with farmland, soybeans, corn, and a new type of farming I've never seen before, tobacco farming, which is really cool to see. But yeah, it was awesome. It was beautiful. And I drove and turned around and came back and hung out and made a duck call and broke a duck call. And so, yeah, an update on my duck calls. I have broken two since last week. So I am 2 for 2. I've got 2 completed and 2 broken. Yeah. So.
But they are really pretty.
Yeah, it was fun. I have made them, and they, one of them sounds really good. Another one is not so much, but it's okay. I will keep working and keep practicing and keep getting better. So yeah, it's really fun to do. I can feel that my bearing on my lathe though, I think is going out because it keeps heating up. So that may be something that happens soon where I have to get, I don't even know if there's a way to grease it or not. I'm going to have to research this.
Yeah. Probably
okay.
A good idea.
Any other wins?
We got to eat again on Sunday.
Yeah.
I don't know anymore. School is, we have good days and bad days, but we celebrate on the good days.
Yeah.
So today was a good day. We got through it and then went and hung out at the church building.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
So yeah, that's a something trending in my life right now. I guess you can do something trending in your life too. I already know what yours is.
But I have a trend to ask
something
about.
Something that's trending in your life. I know what it is. Let me tell you yours. What do you think is trending in my life? Take a guess.
Work hours?
Walking.
Office. Oh.
Yes. I have office hours. I walk. I get to work now in a building with people that are alive.
And not just interesting sounds that you're like, did somebody come in?
Yeah. That sounded kind of weird. I've never worked at a funeral home, so I do know somebody that works at a funeral home, and he's like, you know, I never have to hear like back talk from my people that are working at the same. So, no, I
let me.
When we worked in Alabama, I worked in a church building just, and it was quiet all day, and it was just like you'd hear something, and you'd be like, what was that? Did somebody just come into this building? Am I about to have this door fly open and me have to run away? So now I work in a large church building with other ministers and office staff, and there's a childcare center that's going, and then there's a school that's right next door. So there's people all the time.
It's very busy.
Yeah. But something that's been really fun that we've been doing is Heather will come up to with Georgia after they get done with school. They'll come up to the church building, and me and her will walk laps around the church building. And I think we've figured out like 4 laps get us a mile. So 3 to 4 laps. So yeah, it's been hot though, but we've been making it. This morning, don't tell our kids, but this morning we actually got up and went walking before they got woke up. So yeah, it was really cool. You could smell all the tobacco haze smoke and everything, and it was pretty cool because they cure tobacco right now in the state of Tennessee and wherever tobacco farmers are. But so yeah, there's a lot of smoke in the air from the tobacco barns curing stuff. But yeah, another win for me. I just had a win on the top of my head. Survived another week of preaching and started back. Oh, what's trending in my life? Sorry. That happens a lot. I'm like a squirrel. So trending in my life was walking. Trending in your life is what we call nuemos. What is a nuemo, Heather? For all of our listeners who have no idea what a nuemo is.
Okay, so
unless we have Disney enthusiasts out there that listen.
If you have been to Disney or even looked on like Instagram or Pinterest, anything about Disney, you will see these cute little characters attached to girls' bags, backpacks, anything. And they're just these little character plushies that just attach to your bag, and they stand up on their own, and you can change their outfits, and adults love them, and so do kids, but I see more adults with them than kids. So I'm going to take this as an okay that myself as an adult to have them, because they're cute on your Disney bags, and yeah, and you can like coordinate your outfits around them, and it's cute. So I'm considering this, and I've only ever seen adults with them, so I'm considering it a totally okay thing for me as an adult to have them, and I'm obsessed with them because they're so cute. But another trending thing that I can't seem to wrap my head around, and I don't understand it. What is demure? Demure?
Oh, demure. My lands. I've seen this too.
What is that?
What is demure? That is so demure. I don't even know how to say it. I'm not. But they're saying that it's something else.
Oh, yeah. It's like
quiet and polite. Usually used to describe a woman or girl. I always get scared. Oh,
they'll say very demure, very mindful.
Yes.
Is what people say.
And I'm like, affectedly modest, reserved, or serious. Hey, I could get behind that trend if they're really trying to talk about people dressing more modestly. That's cool. I don't know. Heather's really deep diving into it now. I'm kind of scared. Do you ever get scared that you bring up a trend that's going on and it could be bad?
Yeah.
Like kids' words that they say now, because we're not TikTokers. And so it's kind of interesting that they say all these different words now, and we're like, what does that mean? So it can be worrisome, but hope not. All right, now what are you looking at?
Oh, another thing I really want to do is, I mentioned it to you while you were outside making a duck call today. So I want to make homemade vanilla.
That's weird.
So it's only...
You have to get your own vanilla bean?
Yeah, you order it on... You get Madagascar vanilla beans.
Yeah.
And you can order them on Amazon. They're in these sealed packets. Hmm. What are they called? Freezer sealed, that thing?
Yeah.
What's it?
Vacuum sealed. Yes,
vacuum sealed. And...
Shrink wrapped?
Yes. And this girl that I follow that's like super...
crunchy?
Sourdough and all that, makes her own everything. She sends out an email, and she sent it, and it had in her email today homemade vanilla. And I was like, oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
But the thing that it requires is vodka. And that's why I think I asked you outside.
Oh my.
How can I buy vodka without buying vodka?
Yeah. Do they have like a... Remember with that time you were like, I need wine for this recipe.
No, it was cooking, but...
And you were like, I'm not going to buy that.
And I had to like reach out to the person who gave me the lasagna recipe to be like, this calls for red wine and I don't own red wine. And so I was wondering, what else could I sub it for? And she said, red cooking wine, silly. And I was like, I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
So now I'm trying to figure out if there's like an alternative to vodka.
Yeah.
Without being straight rubbing alcohol, I guess. But you just soak. So you put your vanilla beans in a jar, like a seal, like a good closing top jar. Pour your vodka in, seal it, put it in the pantry for 4 months. And you'll go in and shake it every now and then. Hmm. And then by the time you open it a few months later, she said that the vodka will be completely gone and all you'll smell is the vanilla.
Yeah.
And I was like, that is so cool. And she's like, would make super cute Christmas gifts.
Mm.
And I was like, that is so me. I need to do this. And then I was like, wait, I have to buy vodka. I wonder if I could pay my neighbor to go buy me vodka. And then I don't have to be seen buying vodka. That doesn't
look sketchy at all.
Hey, so neighbor,
can you buy me some vodka, please?
And my husband's a minister, and I don't want to go and buy
vodka.
How
you're starting this conversation sounds horrible right now.
And I'm just wanting... Like, I don't know.
I'm a closet drinker.
That is what that sounds like.
Yeah.
But in reality, it's like, but be holding like my 15 jars and my vanilla beans and be like, I'll even give you some vanilla and I'm going to put a sticker on it that says don't open until this date. And I'm making homemade vanilla.
What is the importance of this vodka in the recipe?
Does
it make it last longer or something?
No, the vodka in it acts as a kind of like how pickling works when you put your like a vinegar base in something.
Yeah.
It does the same thing where it pulls out all of the like herb stuff.
Yeah.
In the vanilla until it completely takes over.
Yeah.
And then it ferments or whatever for that long to where it just becomes vanilla.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Vanilla.
She had a very scientific wordage for all of it, like ternacity or something. Oh. And I was like, I don't even know what that means, but okay.
Oh, what did I hear today?
I don't even think
to
I was
go,
worried.
Yeah. This goes along with your made up words. But... It was another one where somebody said like rendezvous for rendezvous. Rendezvous. I don't know. We had quiche tonight. Quiche for supper.
Yeah.
Heather's been making homemade quiche lately. Oh, man.
I am a quiche
fanatic. Not like fancy quiche. Like people get weirdly fancy with like spinach and chicken. And
I like fancy quiche.
I mean, that's good too, but I like breakfast quiche. And so
but I know Matt and Georgia will only eat
bacon. I'll eat those fancy quiches, but they're not, they just gotta be done right.
Yeah, but I just like, you know, all the things. No. The mushrooms.
No, that's
the
gross.
The onions, the spinach.
Mushrooms are gross. One thing that we watch, we haven't been watching a lot of TV lately because we've been reading a lot more. I've made a goal in my life, new goal, I will not watch another TV series until I finish reading a book. So the book I'm currently reading is really cool. I've never read a book like this. It's by Frank Peretti. I've told a lot of people about it. And it's a novel, This Present Darkness. And the idea behind it is... So it's a lot like the Screwtape Letters, C.S. Lewis's books, But it's what he does is he's writing about this town of Ashton and how there are just evil demonic beings, powers, I guess you could say, that are taking over a lot of the people in the town. And but I like how he does it because he names some of these demons. And it's like complacency or cheating or liar or lust or all of these different ones. So you're probably wondering, wow, that was weird. It just cut off. Yeah, it did, because Matt did a horrible job of not clearing the card and reformatting the card and making sure the card had enough storage on it. So that is why we just randomly shut off after 20 minutes. But yeah, we're back. This is actually the third retry because I started again and then I realized I still hadn't cleared the card and reformatted the card. And so you live and you learn. We're back. We're getting after it. And I was talking about the book I'm reading by Frank Peretti. And yeah, and this town of Ashton and all these different demons that are out there. And it's just really cool. If you ever decide to read this book, just wait till about page 75. That's when it really starts to kick off. They do a lot of plot development at the very beginning. I don't know. It's just really cool. It'd be fun to do as like a book club thing. I was telling Heather earlier. But yeah, I have really enjoyed it because it's like watching a TV show, but I'm reading it. So what book are you reading, Heather?
I am still reading Strongheart. I haven't really had a chance to read in a while. So finally got back into it today. It's just a really awesome book. Every parent needs it. It helps teach you how to raise respectable and respectful and kids that respect themselves and others around them and not just rely on every single little bit of entertainment and you entertaining them and instant gratification items and stuff like that. Instead, it teaches you how to teach them joy and not just happiness. Yeah. And gratitude and all these things. And it's it helps tear down the wall of self-esteem and self self-confidence.
Yeah.
And to help them actually learn how to be
respectable, respectful,
really good humans. Yeah. And it's a Christian-based book. It's really amazing, and I think all parents need it. All parents need it.
Yeah.
Literally all. Especially if you grew up in any era, apparently, because she goes through all the different, like, where this whole self-esteem movement came from in the beginning, and then she shows you how it's like morphed and changed over the years and how millennials grew up also, and how even like you and I in the era that we grew up in.
Yeah.
I totally see everything that she's talking about. And I'm like, wow, that's what's wrong with me. And I'm like, well, now I know how to fix it before
there's
it happens.
There's nothing wrong with you.
Well, I mean, perfect. Like, I don't know. You just have to read it for yourself and you'll kind of pick up on things like, wow.
Yeah.
I see that and stuff. So she gives an example of how she's a grandma now. And so she does a public school curriculum called Strongheart. And she does this thing where she draws a heart on the board and she walks kids through how you break your own heart by things, by mm-hmm. the choices you make, and how, and it's just like this really cool thing. And I really want a lot of schools to get on board with it because it's so cool. Matt's over here showing wow. me Disney's Riviera Resort while I'm trying to talk about this. But yeah, it's amazing. And I just think all parents need to read it. And then there's another book that I think would be a great book after it called Entitled. Teaching Kids How to Be Grateful.
Oh, my.
That book that I read a while back. Yeah. I think that's another great book. But she just goes through and gives you examples of how she took her granddaughters to a grocery store, and every two yeah. seconds they were wanting something, and she held firm to know we're not getting anything. And she said, yeah, they kicked and screamed and they were very unhappy, but I was cool as a cucumber, got through the store, got in the car,
yeah,
explained it to them, and then their weekend went by, and then she had to go back to the store, and they went back to the store, didn't ask for a single thing the next time they went.
Yeah.
And because she got in the car and she explained, she just asked them, like, I don't even remember now, but she asked them just like one simple question, and they were like, oh, yeah. And so they knew, like, they were making wrong choices, because a treat, when does a treat no longer become a treat, but a expected thing? Treats are no longer treats. Instead, they're expected.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's cool. We should definitely read that and practice that.
I know, because Josie is also like that.
Well, no, she just had her birthday, and now she's... She got a gift card to Walmart, and so it's like, oh, I'm ready to go to Walmart. And we're like, no, your gift cards ran out. And she's like, I don't think so. So, or, but she's literally asked once, but hasn't really gotten upset.
She does. She's just like, whatever. Okay. And then, but no, we pass Freddy's whenever we leave the church building going home. And now she thinks that we need Freddy's every day. Yeah. And I'm like, oh man, I missed the turn. Sorry.
Oh, speaking of Freddy's, this has nothing to relate to Freddy's, but Heather and I accomplished a big thing, especially for Heather.
What?
Heather got a new driver's license.
That has nothing to do with Freddy's.
I know. That's why I said that. It's in Tennessee. But we have Tennessee driver's licenses finally, which not finally. Well, I mean, I'm impressed. We both. That's real.
They haven't sent us the like actual
Heather wants one her yet. Real one. She's mad. But we went and survived the DMV. I don't even know if they call those DMVs anymore, but we survived that. That was intense. I also heard that like wasn't even a bad one. Like they get way worse.
What?
Other places.
Oh.
But it was just packed to the max. And it took us an hour and a half.
I just felt so bad for the workers.
Yeah. There's this one lady who was like, her desk was the closest to the door.
And she was information. And so,
yeah, she got 400 questions. I was like, you probably sleep like a baby at night because of how worn out you are. Because so many people have no, and I feel so bad. I kind of do, but I don't. For the people that go up there and they don't have the right information and they've been standing in line for 2 hours.
I feel like
and
it's
then they
been,
get up there and they're like, oh, yeah, we can't take
it's
this.
Been the same information needed for forever.
Well, thankfully, you and I were smart. We brought the marriage license. We brought Social Security cards. We brought birth certificates. We brought old licenses. We brought
mail.
Three pieces of mail, thankfully, because one of them was empty and they had to take your mail. Well, you had to take the mail out for them, but they had to read that it was your name, a date, and it was something that was worth. So thankfully that worked because there was a lot of people there. They were like, oh yeah, we can't take this. This won't work. Do you have anything else? And it was like, we would have had something else. I'd have car registration that was up to date in Tennessee. So, but it was just like, oh man, I do not want to have to sit through all this again.
Yeah.
But we got our licenses. We paid. It wasn't that expensive. Our cars are registered in this state. We have insurance in this state. We have health insurance. We have vehicle insurance, health insurance, dental and vision insurance.
We are
Tennesseans.
Yep.
So, and I have some Vols gear. So shout out to one of the ladies at church who is trying to convert me to wearing Tennessee Vols stuff all the time. But yeah, it's beginning to look a lot like fall maybe soon. All right, here's a question for you. I'm gonna have a question at the end of the episode. I'm gonna start a new thing, and that question is gonna be put into our Facebook group. By the way, go to our Facebook group. We're gonna start having a question at the end. So here's a question though. Are you an iced coffee person or are you a hot coffee person?
Depends. In the morning at home, I'm a hot coffee person.
Okay.
If I'm going to get a coffee from somewhere, it's gonna be an iced coffee.
If you go somewhere, do you ever order just a iced coffee, like a cold brew coffee, and then put your own stuff in it? You know what was really good that one time? Remember that like oat milk shake and espresso?
Yeah, they've got new stuff out right now.
Well, that was the one that was like oat milk shake and espresso.
It was brown sugar.
Yeah, and it was only like, that was when we were dieting.
I was pregnant.
And
I couldn't have anything,
but we could have that, and it was only like so many calories, and it wasn't terrible. Yeah. It was a good treat.
Really good. And now they've all the coffee places have their fall flavors out, and I want to go get some.
I think it's so funny. People are like, "Have you ever seen this?" Where people are like, "This is such a rip off," and they'll show like a Starbucks cup
with the ice
and all the ice, and they're like, "Look at this," and it's like, duh, like
it's gonna have ice in it if you make it at home. Yeah. If you're making an iced coffee, well, what's and the
it
difference?
Doesn't make sense, because it's like they're making a coffee drink. Like if you get a macchiato, that is espresso. They're not gonna give you 14 shots of espresso. That would be wild. And so, yes, they give you 2 shots of espresso and then the amount of milk, and then they fill it with ice. So, yeah, I like hot coffee. I do like cold coffee if it's like midday. But I've also liked those Alani things that you got us.
I'm addicted to Alani.
She's only had 2. But
no, like 3.
They're pretty good. I did not like that purple one that you got.
The
that
witch's
was
brew?
Way too it was intense.
Green apple.
Ugh, that was stout.
And they've got them in like cases.
The peach one was good. So, yeah, just been chilling, drinking coffee. All right, so this is going to be our final question, but I want to go ahead and start with us. This is what we're going to put into the Facebook group. What is your favorite Bible verse?
Favorite Bible verse.
Your favorite Bible verse. You have it memorized. You think about it. You dwell on it. You always want to teach on it. What is it?
Favorite passage is all of Ephesians 2.
Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom.
I don't know if I have a particular. I don't know. There's so many. I love so many. I don't have one that I'm like just hooked on.
That totally defeats the purpose of this whole question.
Well, you didn't give me like a heads up.
There wasn't a heads up. It's one that's implanted on your heart. Which one is it? You can go to Ephesians 2 and look. Which one out of Ephesians 2? So you got the first section, the middle section, and then the last section.
Hold, please. I love Ephesians 2, but I would say where did it go? Let me pull it up. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I think Isaiah 55 6 and 7.
It's Isaiah 55, 6 and 7.
Seek the Lord while he may be found.
Yeah.
It's the one that I keep on my little Bible marker.
Yeah.
The little ribbon thing. I've always just kept it there. And it's the one that I always, for some reason, have always come back to that.
Huh. Okay, so my favorite Bible verse is... drum roll. I was looking up another one, but this is my favorite Bible verse. Hold on 1 second. No.
And Psalm 84, 10 and 11. I love those a whole bunch.
Wait, what is it? Oh, Proverbs 18:22.
Oh.
He who finds a wife. No, I'm just kidding.
I thought you were going to do
He who finds a wife finds a good thing. Finds favor.
I thought you
the
were
going
to do your he who faints in the day of adversity.
Yes, it is. You're the best. Proverbs 24:10. That is actually my favorite Bible verse.
I knew it. See, I know your favorite Bible verse,
amen.
But I don't know my own.
Proverbs 24:10. If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. Man, that is a... I've always lived by that verse. I always make sure my strength is not relying upon myself. It's relying upon God and Jesus. And yeah, that is, whew, you start pairing those with other verses that carry that same idea, like Philippians 4:13, to learn to be content in all things is by understanding that Christ can help you through that. Yeah, like favorite verse, if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. Proverbs 24:10. It's a good one. It's a good one. So is Proverbs 18:22. If you find a good wife, you find a good thing. And I have found a good thing because I have found a good wife. Thank you, Lord. So what is your favorite Bible verse? That's what we're going to end this episode with. Feel free to comment in our...
I don't care. I have another one. Also...
Wait. You can't ask... Save your question for next week.
No. Okay. I'll put it in my notes.
Oh, another Bible verse?
No.
Oh, another question.
I was going to say something to add to it.
What? Oh, what's your favorite Bible verse and why? Okay. I added to
that
it.
That was
sorry.
Not what I was going to add to it. And if you were to go to a coffee shop, Dunkin', Starbucks... I don't know, Dutch Brothers.
Yeah.
What's
your go-to
ordering?
Order? Okay.
Give me some things to try.
Oh, there you go. All right, cool. Well, be positive. Sorry this episode jumped around, but we made it. And, oh no.
Did
I'm
it
just
did?
Kidding. No, we're
You're
good.
Not
it's
funny.
Still recorded. So, all right. I'm going to go read my book now. Y'all be encouraging, be positive, and yeah, comment in the Facebook group. See ya.
Bye.